Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is August 8th, and I'm your hostess, Ingrid Castle, and I'm the Director of Vaccination Liberation, and I wanted to follow through with Sally Alcordi's previous guest. I believe she had Joy Garner on with the control group. I can't tell you how important this is to support Joy Garner's mission to bring this issue to federal court and stop these mandates once and for all. As many of you are, as longtime listeners actually of Republic Broadcasting Network, you know how dangerous this whole mandated vaccine agenda is. In fact, I got an article this week from Children's Health Defense showing the drop in birth rates in this country, how they've been declining over the years. And then we were, it was brought to our attention from an article on the age of autism, but these statistics were 10 years old, that 54% of all American children are chronically ill. That's over half. And that were, those statistics are from about 10 years ago. So we're looking for our current statistics, and Joy has asked me to solicit listeners and everyone I know to try to find some of the stats on the health of our children that are more current. And she suggested, which I thought was really good, was to go to these organizations that keep these stats of like childhood leukemia, childhood, you know, autism, or, you know, anaphylaxis, allergies in children, you know, any kind of chronic ailments that you know children today have, seizure disorders. So you can, you know, of course, think of plenty yourself, rather, you know, whether it's learning disabilities or, you know, an autoimmune disease in our children, and try to look up some of these organizations and find out what the most recent statistics are, because we're trying to compile that. She wants to be able to use it in court, and it's a, just a lot of research to do. So I want to mention that, and there's just so much going on in the world of forced medical experimentation, as I call it, you know, with medical kidnap news reporting some really heinous cases with CPS, where, you know, the parents seem like they're doing everything right, and the state still wants to take custody of the children, and they don't seem to back down. We have a horrible case in the south part of Idaho that was spotlighted in medicalkidnap.com. You can go to Medical Kidnap. I'd encourage people to sign up, because it's important that we keep a pulse on our parental rights and the right to be able to decide what we will or will not, you know, feed our children, medicate our children with, whether we want to homeschool our children, however we want to impart to our own children the values of our families. That's really important for all Americans, I think, to be able to have that basic right. So I do have a great guest. Right now I'm trying to figure out getting him on Skype. And he tried to connect with Republic Broadcasting Network. Apparently, there's a couple people with his name. I'm going to go ahead and introduce him, counting on him being on the show. Maybe Ken can give me a whisper, so I know that he's actually tuned in. I was going to add someone. Let me see if I can just add him. So maybe we'll just do that. I'm a little. Let's see. I think I just added him. So, and I'm not really sure how to do this, but anyhow, why don't I go ahead and just introduce him? That would be the smart thing to do. His name is James Grunvig, and James is an author and an investigative journalist. He has published 3 books, but the one we're going to be discussing is called Master Manipulator. The explosive true story of fraud, embezzlement, and government betrayal at the CDC, with a foreword by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he really has done his research on this. He published the book in 2016, and he is the father of an autistic young man. I believe he's a teenager by now, and he has scores of articles in the Huffington Post, Financial Times, Foreign Direct Magazine, Law.com, Epoch Times, NASDAQ, among others. And prior to research and writing, James worked 20-plus years in the construction management field on projects of scale, and he recently co-founded a blockchain startup, Mintum LTD, with a focus on data security and privacy, and he does live in New York City. So certainly this issue has affected him in a huge way, and I just want to make sure that he is on the air with us. Are you there, James? So I guess he is not on the air. Let me go ahead and, I'm going to go ahead and send through Skype his phone number so that Ken can go ahead and just call him. Let me see if I can figure this out. Because I did add him, and I'm not really sure how, I'm just, this is not something I usually do. I added him to the call, so I thought, let me see, I'm going to try one more thing. There seems to be two of them. Let's see. I know, and I did that, and I added him. Oh, really? Okay, so... Okay.
Hello?
Well, why don't I just go... Hi, James.
Hi, Ingrid.
I'm so glad you joined us. I was trying to figure out adding you, and I... Ken, thank you, Ken. I appreciate you giving me a better of a clue of how to... deal with Skype here. So, James, I actually just gave everyone an introduction to you and the book that you you printed in 2016. That's a masterpiece, actually, called Master Manipulator. And I mentioned the subtitle, which is I was actually reading through it this afternoon, so I have to get to the subtitle.
Well, the original subtitle was The Scientist Who Seduced the CDC. And they thought, well, we could do better than that. And they came up with The Explosive True Story of Fraud, Embezzlement, and Government Betrayal at the CDC instead.
Yeah, I actually like this new subhead.
So do I.
I think it's really good. Yeah, I think it's really good. And for people that are new to, the incredible amount of scientific fraud going on at not just the CDC, but the Health and Human Services, the FDA, and, the Institutes of Health, too, the National Institute of Health. I mean, it's just shocking. You know, basically, these agencies are all controlled by Big Pharma.
And it's been that way for a long time.
Lays that out.
Yes, it's been that way for a long time. It's been that way for a long time.
Yeah. It seems like since their inception, frankly. It's like that's what they were invented for.
I agree. But,
so, one of the things that you talk about in your book is the Thorsten Boyle how do you say his name? DiStefano?
Yeah,
I never pronounced it right.
Yeah, Frank DiStefano's good.
Right, and Colleen Boyle...
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we just talk about you are so good at articulating all the experimentation done and how they were always covering up, the real cause of AIDS, Lyme disease. I mean, the U.S. Army's experiments that are Fort Detrick and their bioweapons program. I mean, there's one cover up after another, and it seems like, it just their depopulation agenda just keeps marching forward, amidst all these cover-ups. So where do you want to start? I mean, there's so much in your book, but you obviously know a lot more than what's even in your book.
Sure. So what's interesting is one of the key findings was not the story I was after, which was the corruption of vaccine science. What was interesting is I came across that the CDC actually was in charge of the studies, 1980 studies by Congress, given 7 years and $71 million to go find the association between dioxin and Agent Orange and the very sick Vietnam vets. You know, some acute, super rare cancers, something like 38 of them, different types of cancers that they got, but no one else on the planet really gets.
And yet,
when you look deeper, you found Colleen Boyle was the PI, the principal investigator. And then you look a little deeper and you found that Frank DiStefano, Frank was the assistant PI. So you had Mutt and Jeff, as I like to refer to them, right? You had these two behind this. What was shocking was they quit in 1987. They actually quit the study, got up and walked away. They left $20 million out of $71 million on the table, which was a lot of money in the 1980s. They quit 2 years early on their four studies. And it took
another 3 years for
six dissenting senators to come out on 101st Congress and blast them for corruption and cover-up.
And what we
learned was they said, oh, we can't find an association. Operation Ranch Hand was the name of the aerial spraying program and the troop movements on the ground, right? And so the Air Force kept one set of records, and the U.S. Army kept another set of records. Well, the U.S. Army's records were kept up in a warehouse in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and lo and behold, when they were finally given access, the CDC came up with some BS excuse and said, we're done, we're out of here, we can't find anything. And that was that. In the real world, not the public corrupt CDC world, but in the real world, those two would have been fired. They would have been canned. They would have been thrown out. It would have been done, right? No, these two people were promoted. They were promoted over and over and over again because they're basically the soldiers of the deep state. And the soldiers of the deep state went on to take their template of no association and apply it to vaccines, both MMR studies and thimerosal studies. And what's amazing is these two were directly behind the Thompson whistleblower case, which ended up being the movie Vaxxed, right? For the what I call the domestic fraud, you know, deliberately leaving out 400 or 500 African American children from a study because it knew that they added them. They moved out of state, that it would corrupt the data, right? It would corrupt the findings, whatever the exact statistics were. Well, they were also directly involved in the international corruption, which is the basis of my book on Paul Thorsen.
Okay, can you repeat their names? Because these are the two key players at the CDC that have been there for a long time. So repeat their full names so everyone's
okay. Sure, absolutely. So Colleen Boyle, B-O-Y-L-E. She is the director today, which is the most irony or grotesque thing you can imagine, of the National Childhood Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities. So the woman in charge of allowing Vietnam vets to be poisoned, allowing children to be poisoned, is actually in charge of children's health in America. And we know that's declined for 20 years. So she is solely responsible for the entire decline of American children's health. Now Frank DiStefano is the immunization or vaccine safety guy, director at CDC. So you have the two worst human beings possible, two rogue scientists possible, in charge of children and safety. And we're supposed to blindly trust these two people who've been caught time and again. They couldn't even go on the witness stand in Congress under oath and tell the true story. They would sit there and fumble around for minutes at a time. And it's quite extraordinary. So how do they do this? What was interesting to me was a year after my book's published, I get a letter from Oklahoma from a Vietnam vet. And he was blown away by my chapter 5, which is called Agent Orange, New Black, which focused on Boyle and DiStefano on the Agent Orange corrupt studies.
Right.
And he said, well, James, you go back to the 70s, the CDC was experimenting on fluoride and trying to dumb down the Atlanta population. Now, we know the CDC headquarters are in Druid Hills, which is right outside of Atlanta. So they've been experimenting on Atlanta children, probably like Baltimore children, if you think about all the hissy fits that are going on today in politics, and they're picking on minority populations to make them dumber, not to raise them up, not to educate them, not to give them good nutrition, but to oppress them, and that's what they've been doing for a long time. So this goes on, wow, 50 years.
Yes. Isn't it that does. Lovely? It goes on for a long time, and that is an amazing chapter in your book. You know, Agent Orange is the New Black, because it really opens people's minds that this is way beyond, you know, certainly just the vaccine issue. I mean, this is a, you know, deep, dark state agenda. But I did want to ask you, you know, this has been repeatedly brought before Congress, and the Congress seems to have zero power over these agencies. In fact, when I wrote my congressman, it took like 9 months to get an answer on the whole immigration requirement of, you know, Gardasil, and just, you know, where these immigration requirements for vaccines being applied for a green card, where they're actually coming from. And after 9 months, I finally get some garbage that's basically directly from the CDC, you know, that they literally don't seem to have any power over these agencies.
None.
That make these determinations, and they, you know, they make these deals back and forth, you know, between Homeland Security, et cetera. So, and is that your experience? I mean, Congress really doesn't have any control. Giving them money.
Other than giving money, and other than theater, right? They're very good at theater lately.
Right.
Congress.
Right, blaming this and that and everything else. They've never been able to really get control of the FDA, right? They've never gotten control of the NIH for sure. NIH is a Nazi element, in my opinion. Clearly, if you look back at the history of the American bioweapons program, it started in 1943. Fort Detrick was a center of that, which is right, you know, 80 miles west of Baltimore, northwest of Washington, D.C. And Fort Detrick has a special lab that's still open today. And now, back in the 70s, I think they set up the National Cancer Institute, is actually got their laboratories there. And we know from Dr. Judy Mikovits, a whistleblower, and we know from other lawsuits and investigations that they've been experimenting with vaccines at NIH, you know, to the point of cancer agents being put inside vaccines, to the point of other stuff, RNA for mice, which is cancers in 40 million vials. You're talking hundreds of millions of vaccines that are contaminated knowingly. And they put it out, and yet instead of correcting the problem, they try to make people shut up.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, let's continue with that thought on the carcinogens and cancerous tissue they're growing vaccines on after the break. You're listening to James Grundvig, my guest on Immunize Wisely.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, James, we were just talking about the vaccines. Losing it.
NIH.
You can. Yeah, that's right.
You know, and so there are only 2 points I want to make on NIH. In 1943, when Roosevelt set up the U.S. bioweapons program, which wasn't called that, of course, it's like they had marketing people back then, too. They called the U.S. Army's research group, just Army Research Group was the name of it, or Army Services Research Group. It was just a very bland, basic name, so if people heard it, you wouldn't think anything about it. In the meantime, they're creating all kinds of chemical and bioweapons agents and stuff. It's crazy. But the director, the first director of that was George Merck, who was at the time President Merck from 1925 to 1955 or 56 when he passed away. But he was the first director. So you have a pharma vaccine guy as a first director of the U.S. bioweapons program. Something smells fishy, rotten in Denmark, in this case, rotten in Fort Detrick, right? And then the other point is this director of infectious diseases, who's next to Collins, who's the director of NIH, Anthony Fauci. And Anthony, Mr. Zika Fauci. So talk about trying to create a false flag pandemic. Fauci's the guy. And Tom Friedman, who eventually was replaced because Trump won the election, Tom Friedman was kicked out as director of CDC. Those two went on basically year-long roadshow, and all they were doing is fear porn. They're all trying to scare America, in particular scare Congress, and have Obama give up money. And they gave up $1.6 billion of U.S. taxpayer money that's supposedly went to a vaccine, but not really. No one knows where the money went to. So that money is gone. Right, supposedly $300 million Takata in Japan for Zika vaccine that's not being built. Another one went to U.S. Army, but Santa Fe, I think, was the vaccine maker. As soon as Trump won, they in 2017, Zika was no longer a threat to the world, and they pulled out. Right, so we know the Zika thing's a hoax at best.
Right,
and it was misused to steal money from American people, and the crooks that did this are in our own government. It's astonishing.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm waiting for the trials. it is way amazing, you know, that this has gone on as long as it had. It has reached a crescendo.
Right.
Trump's
open to a vaccine safety commission. He comes in, what happens? Bill Gates goes sit down, has a heart-to-heart with Trump, who knows what they said, but basically I'm sure Gates in so many words kind of indirectly threatened him or whatever, him or his family or whatever right. It is, and that commission went away. So Trump ends up looking like a puppet himself, unfortunately, to the big pharma cartel that runs our world.
This is absolutely true. But, you know, what he is exposing right now, which is, to me, a root of the problem, is the Satanism, the pedophilia. I mean, they're doing DNA testing at the border, finding out that 5,800 alleged families trying to get through are not families at all. They're just adults bringing children for trafficking. And I know Judicial Watch is on it too. So,
yes.
I mean, Tom Fitton has been doing great, great work. You know, I don't know. I there are some good things happening in the country. And to me, if you expose the pedophilia and the Satanism and, you know, all of that, you know, that's why the whole Jeffrey Epstein, but it's also the Nexium group with all the porn, you know, taking that guy down. In Canada, so that because he was the guy with Nexium was the main contributor to the Clinton Foundation, so that's huge to me.
Yeah, those, and the main
guys
contributor
down and names are.
Yeah, and it wasn't even his money. So you got to think of the Bronfman family, who's been financed $250 million that sex cult, or devil cult, or whatever cult it is. And this guy's in jail, and you know he's basically done, and Epstein's going to be done if he lives long enough. You know, he'll be on trial at some point.
Right.
And he's going down, right?
And then all the
deals he was Epstein's
lawyers able to make in Florida, that's long gone,
right? So now,
right.
Now they're going to
They have all the names and connections. They want to keep Jeffrey Epstein alive for trial, but at the same time, they have you know a million pages in documentation, lots of stuff from the National Security Administration. Every phone call is tapped. So, you know, with Trump having control of the National Security Administration, they're working with him. So, it's pretty big what's coming down right in the next few weeks. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful. I have to be. I mean, this criminal takeover of our country has been going on way too long, and it's important that it's exposed. I'm so
yeah.
But Paul Thorsen, you know, we've been talking some about Frank DiStefano. I never can say DiStefano.
DiStefano.
And Colleen Boyle. DiStefano. But you know, Paul Thorsen. That's just absolutely amazing that that guy is not brought over from Europe and thrown in prison.
Well,
I mean,
you know why? Because who was the so when he was indicted in 2011, April 2011, with 22 counts of wire fraud. We'll get back to it.
Okay, hold on. We have a commercial break. Stay tuned to Immunize Wisely with James Grundvig.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Matt Ray for MySleepAllNight.com. And most of us don't even realize that almost all of the healing, learning, and rejuvenating that happens in our body happens only when we are deeply asleep. Now, if you have trouble falling asleep and staying asleep, it's likely you never consistently achieve that crucial level of deep sleep. Deep restorative sleep is the key to health, mood, productivity, longevity, memory, you name it, so many health benefits. To experience what deep sleep feels like, try the new dietary supplement Sleep All Night, formulated by scientist Kurt Hendricks. And sleep like your life depends on it, because let's be honest, it does. Head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. That's MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO for 20% off your purchase. Again, head on over to MySleepAllNight.com. Enter the promo code RADIO. That's MySleepAllNight.com.
Okay, welcome back to Immunize Wisely with my guest, James Grundvig, author of Master Manipulator. And he's exposing in his book and continues to expose through his articles the corruption at the CDC and Health and Human Services, National Institute of Health, but primarily the CDC. So we were talking about the Paul Thorsen saga, and I wanted to you to really detail, go backtrack a little bit and, you know, do a little bit of a timeline of where this whole study he was commissioned to do to prove or disprove a vaccine, a thimerosal or MMR connection to the autism epidemic.
Right.
Via vaccine.
So in the late 90s, I think 98, Paul Thorsen
goes out and gets his medical degree in Denmark.
He ends up being a visiting scientist. He's focused on OBGYN.
He ends up being a visiting scientist at the CDC in 98/99. And that was
basically the same time when Andy Wakefield published the MMR study that scared the pharma out of its mind, right, about MMR. And then in 99, thimerosal became a major issue on mercury poisoning, right? So those were the two things that threatened the vaccine gravy train, right, were those mm-hmm. two items. And by 2000, we had the famous Simpson-Wood secret meeting, which wasn't so secret anymore, where in June they had an illegal meeting without giving a public announcement because it's a public agency, and they brought in all of the, you know, incestuous pharma network of academia, institutions, agencies, state health, so on and so forth, all show up to this, you know, 2 days love fest on vaccines. And one European scientist, Tom Verstraeten, who was actually working for the CDC at the time, basically said mm-hmm. that thimerosal wasn't going away, meaning his statistics on thimerosal showed a connection between autism and thimerosal vaccines. Clearly showed it, right? And they didn't know how to make it go away. So that was, in fact, one of his emails that were eventually, you know, released under FOIA. So
That was with the Simpson-Wood.
Correct.
That was in 2000. And thimerosal, for those who don't know, is 49.6%, something like that, of ethyl mercury.
Correct.
And that's used as a adjuvant and preservative in vaccines. And they started slowly, allegedly removing it, but it's used to kind of minimize the virulence or, you know, toxicity of the vaccine. If they didn't do something, put something in there to kind of immobilize all the virus, bacteria, stuff that they create it with, and it would be deadly, clearly deadly, and deadly injections. They just want you to be chronically ill so that they can still, you know,
yes,
use you as a slave and suck money out of you. So anyway, kind of immobilize your brain and nervous system.
Make
your
lifetime
intended
customer
to do.
Right, lifetime customer.
And to me, you know, the fact that these vaccines go right into your brain and nervous system, you know, crossing the blood-brain barrier, you know, minimize. This is why we have, you know, consistently lower and lower IQs over the, you know, years. Is really the vaccine machine, but people don't understand that, you know, bipolar, dyslexia, all these things are actually connected to vaccines. You just don't find these kind of brain anomalies, you know, even dyslexia among the unvaccinated. It's just not there.
Agreed so, on everything there. So Thorson was in the right place at the right time for the CDC, in the sense that they had to look for a database, because the United States does not have a health database of like 50 years, right? They don't have all our records, right? All the records are basically in paper. Well, Denmark has had a actual computer database going back to 68. So they have the entire population of the country, which was 4 million at one time, 5 million, whatever it is. And they have – everyone that's born in Denmark gets a unique, you know, Social Security number, and they go into the health registry, and so you can track obesity, track diabetes, you can track heart condition. And this is interesting. What they do is they do not share that data outside of the borders of Denmark. You have to actually go into Denmark, work with the university to get access to it. So the CDC, of course, needed a Danish scientist to go do it. Paul Thorson was in-house. He was actually, at the time, dating Dinah Shendel. Dinah Shendel is an epidemiologist, even though she's actually an anthropologist PhD. So she made this switch from anthropology into vaccines and autism and environment and everything else. It was amazing. But Dinah Shendel was recruited by Colleen Boyle. So there's Colleen Boyle's name again. Recruited in 1992 out of Woburn, Mass. Woburn, Mass. Had the two wells that caused cancer in that John Travolta movie called Civil Action. And Dinah Shendel was involved in that, figuring out the two wells from these leather tanning companies from years ago had these brown sites that actually caused the cancers. And they went around and actually interviewed different houses and children and got all these cancer clusters and figured it all out eventually. So Dinah Shendel's career in Massachusetts was, well, in 92, she was hired to CDC, and her career started there. And then she worked directly under Colleen Boyle. So it was an interesting trifecta of those three people. So they go to Japan, Sweden, and Denmark. Denmark with Thorson House became the obvious choice. They give millions of dollars to Aarhus University, and A-A-R-U-H-U-S means year house in Scandinavia. My mom and dad are from Norway. So the name of the university, Aarhus, translates to year house. So at Aarhus, Thorson had a research group, and he was the rainmaker. He brought all this American CDC money into the university, which never really had it before. So he was in charge of millions of dollars. And boy, did he abuse that privilege.
Oh, yeah.
So that was interesting. And eventually, in 2002 and 2003, they published a couple of the main studies, one on MMR and one on thimerosal, both of them exonerating, showing no association, again, like Agent Orange, no association between vaccine and vaccine injuries or you know, brain inflammation or encephalopathy or autism, right? It's none at all. And they were able to go back and manipulate the 1990 data. And what they did in Denmark is they actually diagnosed children later with autism. So they were able to play with the younger age groups and say, look, Denmark only has this autism population. So they said no association. Well, those two studies were used to kick my autistic son, my vaccine-injured, thimerosal-injured son, out of vaccine court, along with 5,400 other vaccine-injured kids, with the autism omnibus proceedings. And they were tossed out. And those two studies were basically the pillars. and still are the pillars, even though we know they're corrupt. They've been dissected by Brian Hooker and other people and other groups. They've been dissected, destroyed, and corrupt, and yet they go. Even worse, Paul Thorson's name's on both of those studies. Madsen is a
yes.
principal. Madsen was a young PhD candidate, late 20s, back in 2003, and Christian Meldegard Madsen, K.M. Madsen, was the principal investigator. You see Schindel's name in it, and you see Thorson's name, along with Madsen as the principal and some other people, right? Some other scientists.
Mm-hmm.
What's stunning is you have a thing called the Vancouver Protocol. The Vancouver Protocol is the international standard for peer-reviewed science that says you must follow X, Y, and Z to have your name on a study, right? It's not enough that
right.
he blanketly brings in money to CDC for a bunch of studies. He never did any work. And by doing no work, his name doesn't belong in either one of those studies. And in fact, it would, under Vancouver Protocol, invalidate both those studies. And yet somehow they're still used. So somehow our court systems, the Kangaroo Court, the Vaccine Court, what do? They ignore the Vancouver Protocol. Those are two very
wow,
corrupt studies.
Right. Okay. I wanted to mention, with the omnibus autism proceeding,
yep.
and you know all the families that were denied. What was it, 5,400 families?
Yeah, 5,400.
How many families?
Yeah, 5,400. But every family.
Right. Okay. What was their principal? Go ahead into the lead witness and his change of heart.
Well,
and John Poling
and
how he figures in.
No, I don't know John Poling's story big because my focus wasn't on John Poling. John was, I think, was he a doctor or something like that, or a surgeon? And he was able to prove that his daughter had encephalopathy.
Right.
And they wanted to completely seal this because they don't want the rest of the world to know this, because all the cases of autism, which is brain inflammation, would have bankrupted Vaccine Court already, right? It would be completely out
right.
of business, right? The vaccine industry would have been destroyed, right? Nobody would have trust in them. So they had to get rid of the 5,400 cases and basically said to law firms that go into Vaccine Court, you are no longer allowed to bring in these other cases, right? Anything that thimerosal right. or aluminum, injured, they're not allowed to come in, right? Or MMR, right? They basically cut out a massive amount of liability.
Right. I know. I figured you would know who the leading witness for the omnibus hearing, the proceedings were that denied action, and he was John Poling's boss.
Oh yeah. Okay. I think I know who you're talking about. Was he?
Yeah.
One of the institutions, right? So you have
right because he's. Changed after John Poling, after he watched, Hannah Poling being repeatedly vaccinated, and he saw her regress into autism, clearly associated with the shots. They came up with this mitochondrial disorder, and that's where that all figured in, because the guy, I can't believe I'm spacing on his name. It's kind of a typical name, but he was John Poling's boss at this research center.
Was it was that in Minnesota or Rochester or Baltimore? I forgot.
No, it was actually in Maryland, I think. But anyway.
Okay.
But he was the leading researcher, and he was the government's key witness for the omnibus proceeding.
Here's the reality. So that witness, plus the Madsen MMR, plus the Madsen thimerosal, plus a couple of other studies, were used to wash this all away, right? To wash
right.
all of the truth away, right? And to
right.
remove liability of the government, right? And to pass
correct.
The buck down on the families that are dealing with this, and to continue to lie and corrupt. But that is what happened. It wasn't just a witness. It was the cover-up studies that they still use that I just explained. Both studies should be completely retracted from their publishers because they broke the Vancouver Protocol on that alone.
Absolutely.
Besides
yeah.
the corruption of statistics, besides all the rest of it, they break their own code. This is how
right.
pathetic they are, really. They're bad liars. They're not even good liars. If they were good liars, it might be entertaining. But they're really bad and stupid liars at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah, no, I find the whole story, the Thorson story, still amazing, but we should probably move on. I mean, you mentioned that Diana... Yeah, go ahead, wrap it up.
So real quickly, Thorson had a 22-count indictment from the Department of Justice. It was filed in April 2011, signed by Sally Quillen Yates. And who was she? Well, at the time of the indictments, she was a assistant AG at the Southern District of Georgia, right? What was interesting is she is President Trump's first fire. So she lasted a total of 9 days in the Trump administration, was fired right away because she was on the FISA documents spying on Trump campaign. And of course, Hillary Clinton was in charge of the State Department. So no extradition paperwork has ever been sent to Denmark to recall Paul Thorson. I have his address. I have a lot of information on Paul, stuff I probably shouldn't have, but I have. A lot of research, and I could find him in 2 seconds, right? I got pictures of his house. I know exactly where he lives. I know he works in the back of Odense University today, still being paid partially, indirectly through NIH grants and stuff like that. So isn't America beautiful? We are funding a fugitive to do some of his lousy science over there, and yet Trump has not done the next step, which is to submit. I know he's got bigger problems, but to submit extradition paperwork to Denmark and try to get Thorson here, because if he ever came to the United States under oath, the whole vaccine industry would collapse.
Wow. And that's true.
He knows where all the bodies are buried and all the ghosts, Gerberdings, everybody.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. Yep. So Julie Gerberding, is she still the head of the Merck division of the vaccine?
No, so she was the head of vaccine research development. She's no longer that. I think she's like the communication director, executive VP of communications or something. You can just Google Julie Gerberding.
Right.
And go see. But her expertise was bio warfare, by the way. Wink, wink.
Wow.
That's her background.
So she went from biowarfare to be the CDC director
in
2009.
Huh? About 2 years, I think CDC had four different directors. They had four co-directors in transition of Clinton to Bush. And then 9/11 happened, and then with 9/11 happening, and then the anthrax scares in New York City, Florida, and some other places, she won out, and she became director. Went to work for Merck afterwards.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's just a big revolving door. I did want to mention, we do have a chat room, and I space out on mentioning it. It's called Immunize Wisely with a Z, W-I-Z-E-L-Y. So immunizewisely.chattango.com. That's chattango.com. So if you want to chat, it's up and running. So, yeah, but, we wanted to also talk about the video that Mike Adams posted July 18th. It really needs to get a lot more traction. It's called Vaccine Holocaust. And he, Mike Adams has been kicked off, Vimeo, YouTube, and Pinterest, is that what you say? I mean, I don't even those.
Pinterest and YouTube, I don't know if he's ever did Twitter. I've never
didn't notice if him or Natural News was ever there.
But I do know that social media is basically censoring and banning him, like it's the digital version of 1933 book burning in Germany, right? I mean, that's basically what's taking place in today's world, right?
Right.
Easier to censor us.
Okay.
Ban us.
That's right. Let's go ahead and talk about that after a break. We're pretty close to doing a break and close to the top of the hour, too. So, yeah, you can go to naturalnews.com and do a search for Vaccine Holocaust. It's a really must-see great video that's just a little over 30 minutes. So stay tuned to Immunize Wisely with my guest, James Grundvig.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hour, you're listening to James Grunvig on Immunize Wisely, and we were just going to start talking about the video that's on Brighteon. That's Mike Adams with Natural News, his new station, and he came up with a really great summary of how important this issue is, and it's called Vaccine Holocaust. And it shows clearly that this is one of their huge things in their arsenal for depopulation, is the mandated vaccine agenda. So this is the globalists. They want to really gain power here, and the only way they can is with a 90% reduction in the population. And they've already created a pretty sick population. So I know that you've detailed a lot of what's in there, and I want to inspire people to go ahead and grab that, and you can go to naturalnews.com, just do a search Holocaust, vaccine Holocaust, and it comes up. And I will post the link in the chat so that people that tune in to Immunize Wisely with a Z.chattango.com MattRayFor.com, they can actually access that article directly without doing a search. So why don't you go ahead and talk about it and why you think it's such an important video that we should be sharing widely.
So Mike Adams comes out with a speculative video on vaccine Holocaust, vaccine to kill switch. And he comes out with a theory, which is very plausible in the world we live in today, that part of the first step is the mandates, right? Along with the mandates is first phase one, right? Is also banning our discussions about this, right? Making us submit to vaccines, to trust the program, and if not, to be forced vaccinated. He says that is the phase one. The phase two, he talks about a false flag pandemic, right? And we've had the World Health Organization, the WHO, not the band, but the WHO out of Switzerland, they have declared five pandemic emergencies since 2009. In the 50 years before that, zero. So suddenly we're under this constant threat of BS. And I think part of it is to gauge how people react. This is sort of like a CIA play. Let's see how the sentiment comes back, sentiment analysis. Let's see how people behave. Let's see if the mainstream media, which is under us, how they present this article. Let's learn, let's do better. So they had the 2009 with the swine flu, which never did anything, right? That quickly went away. It was never a pandemic. It wasn't even an epidemic, right? 2012, we have a lesser known thing called the wild polio pandemic in Mexico. I mean, no one knew about this, right?
Okay, we're near the top of the hour. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with my guest, author James Grundvig. And we're going to continue in the second hour where we'll take callers at the bottom of the hour of the second hour. Thank you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.